Our next speaker that we're going to have this afternoon, somebody that has worked closely with Papa's House Ministry. She has been a great friend to Papa. I have heard her minister both in song and in the word. I tell you, she's going to bless your socks off. Miss Vicki Battle, she is a dynamic woman. I have had the pleasure of getting to visit with her today and other times in the past. So I'm just going to bring her on up. I am so excited for you guys to get to hear her minister this morning or this afternoon.
Yeah. bless God. Bless God. It's an honor and a privilege to be in this place on this day. I thank God for all of his many blessings. I praise God that he is my Savior. I praise God that he's my daddy. Yeah, that's what I call my father, daddy. Woo, and if God's love is anything like the love of my father, I am loved. Bless God. I give God the praise and glory. I thank God for Papa Pete. Thank God for all of Papa's House Ministry. I praise God for these women of God that have so blessed my heart. I have cried because you have spoken directly to me. You've touched my heart, and I'm going to walk away from this conference with another view on life. I'm going to walk away from this conference knowing a little bit more about my daddy. Woo! I know you read the bio, and it tells you that my favorite song is Oh Happy Day. Oh Happy Day. When Jesus washed my sins away. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what all this is about. If we don't get that, then we don't have anything else. That's the whole purpose of all this. You got to go through that step. You got to have your sins washed away so that you can actually call God Abba Father. Got to do it. You got to do it. I want to thank God also for my daughter that showed up and surprised me. She said she told me, but I have been so over the whatever. You all just don't know. You know what? Last week, who did I text and ask if it's supposed to be at Canon First Assembly? I text somebody. I said, is this thing at Canon First Assembly? She said, yes, ma'am. And I'm like, well, where are the calls? I was in the parking lot trying to figure out what in the world is going on. I know white folks start on time. So I had to text and find out, am I in the right place? And that's all. I didn't ask any questions because I didn't want to be obvious, you know. I didn't want her to know that I was sitting up here waiting. And, you know, I was doing my stuff and had gotten papers all together and stuff. And up on the top, I had put Friday, October the 9th or whatever last week was, while looking at the flyer. That's what I put. So I just praise God for blessing me to make it back this Friday and this Saturday morning. Amen. Now, I have a whole bunch of notes up here. I put it in real, real large font. I got 6 pages, but it's in large font just so I can see it, hopefully. So I need to tell you, on my bio, it doesn't mention that I have children or that we have children, but we do. We have 3, and one of them, my husband's son, he decided that he didn't really want to live anymore. So he made his last visit to the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and took a dive. So he is no longer with us, but we pray that even as he was going down, that he cried out to his father. For whatever reason, my husband wasn't in his life, not much. So for whatever reason, maybe he didn't quite understand what father meant. And I just pray that he made connection with God before he made it to that water. You know, a family, and Webster tells us that family is defined as a group consisting of parents and children living together in a household. Well, if you listen to CNN and Fox and all the rest of them, we know that the definition of family has made a swift change. We're not going to go into all that, because today I am talking to the women. We're usually considered to be the weaker sex. The ones that are dependent on the husband to be the strong leader and provider in the home. But I'm not just talking to women. I am talking to born again, praying, blood bought, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, dancing, shouting, praising, worshiping women of God. Any of y'all out there? Woo! God did create us to be a little bit softer than men, you know? But he put in us a resilience that will astound them, and sometimes it even astounds ourselves. You know, even naturally speaking, you know the term that they use when they say get some, they tell you to do that, but I come to say to the men, if you want to really talk about being strong, try having just an hour or so of menstrual cramps. Right. And don't mention having them 12 times a year. Or try being pregnant. And try pushing 5 to 13 pounds out of that area that they seek so much. Right. Yeah, we are strong. Amen. Bless God. And what is a fight? I know. What is a fight? A fight is a violent struggle involving the exchange of physical blows or the use of weapons to attempt to harm or gain power over an adversary by blows with weapons or with weapons. As women of God, we've got to know our battles, because some of them are just little scrimmages, some just little tussles, but then there are some of those that are all out of hand-to-hand combat. Amen? Amen? Amen. So in my studies, I was looking at a few women, and I looked at the familiar one, Sister Esther. Someone mentioned her earlier, and she, you know her story, how she fought for her family? She decided, that, oh my goodness, this is too much. I don't know if I go in there. I already know I'm dead. But she was put there for such a time as this. And when we look in our mirrors, we recognize that we were put here for such a time as this. The king had dismissed Queen Vashti because she had done her neck and told him to talk to the hand just one too many times. But isn't it amazing that the same thing that he requested of that queen, this queen voluntarily did. And God used that to bring salvation to her people and to herself. Amen? So sometimes the thing that we feel like, God, absolutely not, that is too worldly. I will not do that. I will not put that on. But God sometimes uses things that we think are just out of our realm of doing to get his purpose done. Then there's this wise woman of Abel. They were coming over and they were about to kill everybody in the city. And she went and stood up on the wall and said, wait a minute, wait. What y'all coming to kill all of us for? The women, the children, the old folk, what is it? And he said, do you have such and such in your camp? She said, hey, give me just a few minutes. And I'll have his head thrown over the. You can have him. I'll send his head. So she went and she got with all the people and they agreed with her. So they cut off homeboy's head and threw it over the wall. Yep. And her town was saved. And then there's Jael, J-A-E-L. She was in her tent and she was worried about. She was. I think it says that she and her husband was actually friends with Sisera, but he was running because the Lord had already told Deborah to tell them that, told them that we're going to win this war, but a woman is going to get the credit. Yeah. So he was running, and she was in her tent worried about her family and all this kind of stuff. Oh, my goodness, what's going to happen? And here he comes running up to her tent. So she said, oh, yeah, come on in. Come on. Yeah, I know you're tired. Come on, lay down over here. Lay down right here. So he wanted some water. She didn't bring him water. She got him some milk. She got him some milk so that he would rest easy and told him to lay down. And when he laid down, she sent him to eternal rest. Yes, she did. And then there's Rahab. Mm-hmm. Rahab. What was Rahab's, what was her source of employment? Yeah, but God used her. Now, you know, in her field, she knew how to bargain, right? Yeah, she knew how to bargain. So when the spies came and they stopped at her house, she said, well, I tell you what, I'll hide you and everything, but when I do all this, look, you got to help me to keep my family safe. So they said, okay, we'll do that. And you know the story, how she put them up on the rooftop, and when her patrons came, she told them, oh, no, go check over yonder, send them on a wild goose chase. And the Lord used her, this harlot, to save her family. What is your story? How have you fought for your family? Have you had to fight? We come to these conferences. We hear the word of God. We hear helpful things that help us to recognize things and to go beyond and get beyond the problem and all that. You know, one of the worst patches of my marriage was when I went to a marriage conference and they told me what was wrong with it. I thought it was okay, you know. I've been living with it. That's just, you know, that's the way my man is. But when I went to the conference, I found out, oh, this is this and this is this and you need to do this and you need to do that. I'm like, yeah, that's right. And after that, I started thinking, well, come on, man, you know, you heard, you in the conference too. Come on, help me. You do this. I'm going to do this and you're going to do this. And he was like, oh, no, we've been making it just fine. I don't want to do that. And that was like the worst patch of my marriage. I even pulled up divorce papers. You didn't know that, did you? Yep, I Googled divorce. Mm-hmm. Why do we fight? In our families, we try to pretend that we are the perfect family. You remember growing up, if your mother told you the same thing mine told me, she said, whatever happens in this house. So if there were problems, we didn't go telling anybody. If there were things going on, I mean, you know, I was a preacher's kid. So even if I went to church and came up to the altar, I couldn't say anything about it. What were they going to think about the preacher? Even in my marriage, certain things I couldn't say if I came up to the altar, because what would they think about my husband? What would that do for his ministry? So as women of God that are in any type of position, any type of place in ministry, it's difficult to find the help that we need, because when we hear a little bit of something, oh man, we take it and we run and we destroy families. But today we're learning how to fight for our families. Amen? We've got to open up our mouth and speak a thing. Open up our mouths and speak it. Because if we don't even speak it, if we won't even acknowledge it, how in the world can we get it helped? We cannot, because we'll keep hiding it, we'll keep putting a Gucci over it, or MK, or put somebody over it just to hide what is in there. We have got to speak a thing, declare it. We fight because our families are going through some situations, some crisis things, that if you're sitting right next to somebody, but if someone would, one of the ladies would turn to tell you her story, you would be floored. Because everybody looks like we're prospering. We look like we are whole and healthy. Like this sis right here, who would have ever known Inga, she had things done to her hip too. Mm-hmm. Double hip placement. Cancer 3 times. The Lord blessed her when the doctor said that she would not have any children. She is now pregnant with her third. So if we were to turn and tell somebody about our story, nobody knows who was molested, who was raped, who was beaten. Now, on my paper, I put about beating us. Now, my daddy was real good with a plum limb. He cut off nice, slim plum branches and peach branches, and he used them to whip us. CPS would probably say beat. But he whipped us. But he whipped us in love. My daddy would come and he would sit there, and I would hate this part. Oh, my God. He would come and call us up there and say, now, what did you do? What did you do? You got to speak up. We would have to tell him what we did. We would have to talk to him about it. Then we would have to pray. And then we would have to get down there and let him pop us with them limbs. And I double dog dare you to get up and run. Because if we got up and ran, he would just stand there and wait. Come on back over here. Now, that's how I grew up. I'm past 50. My children, did y'all grow up the same way? I was talking to my husband about this, and he said the enemy has sent out an all-out assault against the families. He wants to destroy the very foundation of our lives, our church, our nation. He has set up camps in our house. How did he do that? Because some little things that were going on, little bitty tiny things that we thought, oh, that doesn't matter. She's so cute doing that. But little things, we allow those things to come into our houses and set up camp. And then when we start seeing the problems that they were causing, instead of speaking the solution and praying and fasting and doing the things that we needed to do to eradicate those problems from our families, we just began to talk about the problem. We began to seek other ways other than the way of Jesus Christ to resolve those problems. We would say, oh, my goodness, my child, and we would take them to the psychiatrist, and then they'd end up on Ritalin or somebody, and then things would just exacerbate. Kids be doing some of everything. Instead of going to the Lord and saying, Lord, look here, this child. Any of you all agree with spanking your children? Okay. You know, I grew up in the era that when a preacher came to the area, or even if it was your pastor, if he came to the area, or had to preach there, then he, in the afternoons, he would go and stay at some of the family's homes. My mother's home was that type of home. Sometimes Jim is looking at Lil Jim, wondering why Lil Jim got brown eyes when he and Betsy got green eyes. Or blue eyes. And it's because somebody was visiting in the home. Then we look at our children, and it seems like all of a sudden they're just going crazy. They're just doing stuff that's crazy. Check the dates, parents. Check the dates. And see if you can look back to when your children start acting out. Was it when you started having a visitor in the home? Was it when the minister started staying, or the brother started staying, or you started allowing this kid to go to camp or to this particular place? We have to fight for our families. We have to fight by looking into things, going into things. People tell us now our children at 4 years old, they got to have their privacy, and you don't go and look into their closets, and you don't go look at the phones that they're using, or you don't go and look at the internet that they are going to. but I dare to differ. In order to fight, we have to be informed. How do we fight? We got to be prepared. First thing we have to be prepared is by looking in the mirror. If I'm not prepared, then how in the world am I going to fight for anything else? Sis said last night that she said, when the Lord spoke to her and said something, she said, "Oh, Lord, you know, anything you say to me, I'm just ready. I'm willing to go." How many of us can say that? Lord, anything that you say, Lord, I'm willing to go. You know, even if you're flying on the airplane, they tell you that if something happens to this airplane and those airbags drop, you get some oxygen first. Because if you pass out, how are you going to help anybody else? So we have to help ourselves in order to be able to help anybody else. I have a friend in Terrell. She's a cancer survivor. And she has had a conference. I didn't know about it till I was talking to her, inviting her here. She said it's been 17 years that she's had the conference. And that was her theme this year, the woman in the mirror. We need to address that sister. We need to talk to that sister. We need to find out what that sister is thinking, what are her aspirations, what does she want from God. Last night when ladies were coming up for prayer, that was the thing that they were asking. I need to know what God wants me to do. She asked, how many of you know the plan that God has for your life? How many of you know the thing that God has told you is your mission, is your ministry? How many of you know? Do you know what your ministry is? Do you know what God has called you to do? Ephesians 6 and 10 tells us that we are to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We're fighting the wrong thing. We're fighting each other. We think that each other is the enemy, but the devil is the enemy that is being manifested through each of us. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Take on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand. Stand there. Then it says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. In the mirror, gotta be truthful. We got to be honest with ourselves. I got to admit that I got a problem. She said that she's been in ministry for how many years, and then there are still some things that she's dealing with. Joyce Myers will tell you quickly. There are some things that she's still dealing with. If there's something that you're dealing with, admit it. You can't fight if you won't even admit what's wrong with yourself. Have your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. It said breastplate, not barred breasts. Bared breasts. But ladies, I tell you, you should not discount the bared breasts if you're fighting with your husband. Right. The enemy recognizes unrighteousness. So he said, have on the breastplate of righteousness. And anytime there's unrighteousness, you know, the enemy recognizes and he'll use that thing against you. I remember one time when during that time after we had been to that marriage seminar and we were at this place, my husband was called in to minister and he was praying for someone. And this woman was demon-possessed. And he was praying for her, and she was like, "Ugh, don't touch me. I smell you. You stink." Because there was sin in the camp. There was some junk with us. And how dare we, when we haven't even made an attempt, you might not get it resolved before you have to minister next time. Like she said, we're going through things. But how dare you not even recognize it and give it to God and allow God to be working on you when you are called to minister? That was my thing. When Pastor P called me, I was like, oh, no. That's what I said in my mind. But you don't say, oh, no, to Pastor P. So I was saying, really? Okay. So here I am. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Have you ever seen people with bad feet? Do you know why the boots? You know why boots are so important in the military? You know why they have them made the way they do? Because they are in so many places where they can get wet and damp and get all the junk in their feet. And if your feet ain't working, have you ever seen somebody, have you ever seen us when we trying to be cute and we have on those stilettos? You better just sit down and cross your legs so somebody can look at them. You better not try to get up and walk in them. Because the cute just ended. Woo! Go to the state fair and somebody out there trying to be cute. Really? Look at him. The battle is raging, ladies. I don't even know when am I supposed to cut off? I'm sorry, I forgot to look at my paper. The battle is raging. Did any of you see the movie War Room? Yeah. The battle is real, and the battle is raging. The devil has studied us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows what hurts us. He knows the thing to do to get us to not do what God wants us to do. But it's time for us to go in our war rooms. Did you see sis at first when she was trying to play, she just gonna go in there and have a little seat and eat some chips and stuff? But when she recognized that he wasn't playing. The devil was not playing, and she said, oh, my God. And then when she saw old mother, when that man came up and tried to take us, am I telling the story for some? You don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, when she saw that man come up and try to take that person or woman, and she said, in the name of Jesus. Woo! Have you ever done that? Have you ever stood flat-footed and said, in the name of Jesus? There is power in the name. In the name of Jesus. And when she saw how the devil backed off, that did something for her. So she was like, oh, shoot, I got to get for real here. So she went and cleared out that closet and set it up so she could actually have a war room. And she got in there and she started praying and she started rebuking and she started telling that devil, I refuse to allow you to take my family. Same thing we're going to do. We're going to go home. Anything that's happening, anything that's not of God that's in our house, we're going to go and we're going to walk through that house. We're going to get us some sweet oil and slap it on there so they can't smell it. Straight olive oil. Get you some with a little scent. Slap it on there and say, in the name of Jesus, I anoint this. Oh, my God, let me just do this pillow. Lord, I'm anointing this pillow, Lord. Every time he lays his head down on this pillow, you're going to give him a dream. You're going to let him see what's going on in his life. Oh, God, let me go in here and I'm going to get this coffee cup. This is favorite coffee cup. Oh, I'm going to anoint this cup. Lord, every sip that you take, you're taking it down through his system.
It's going in the mouth and coming out, and everything that it goes through is cleansing it up. It's taking out everything that's not like you. Lord, I mean business now. I mean business. I mean business. Lord, my children, Lord, they are just going crazy. Oh, my God, we raised our children, the two girls that were mine, we raised them in a Christian home, sent them to Christian school. Do y'all remember Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita? We're up there. She decided, Inga, you need to go to college. Mom, I'm just going to wait a year. Yes, I'm just going to hang out a year. I'm tired because it's a Christian school. You know, the curriculum was kind of, I'm just going to hang out a year. Okay. So then Mom's rules got a little touch, too tough. Oh, Mama. So I go up there and here's this little knucklehead looking something. I'm saying if she was going to pick somebody. There she is, and then so a few weeks later, she comes home, Mom, I've got something to tell you. Katrina. Mm-hmm. And that was my first granddaughter, Ivory. And about 6 months in, here comes Rita, my youngest daughter. Now this one got a scholarship to go to school playing volleyball and everything. She out there playing defensive end or whatever that is where you're diving down on your stomach to recover balls. Mm-hmm. And I don't know which one told me, said, Mom, we got something to tell you. Rita. That was Rita. That's my oldest grandson, Mark. So, we did all that we thought we were supposed to do. Sent them to Christian school, went in debt for high school. Man, why are you going to go in debt for high school? Whew. But we sent them to Christian school. They were raised in a church home, a church family. And then, so when you've done all you know to do, the scripture gives us promise. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. So you know what we did after we got Ivory and Mark? We did something that I don't really remember us doing. Now, I told you that my husband had a son, right? So I don't remember ever going through our house breaking those generational curses. So that's what we did. We got us some oil, and we went to slinging, and we went to breaking some curses. Yes, we went to breaking some curses. My husband's testimony is wild. I was that one that had three brothers ahead of me, so I was scared to death. So I didn't get to do much, but mind you, I found a way to do what I did. But God's grace kept us because I had a praying mother, I had a praying father, and that's what we are here today. We are praying women of God. I told you what you were at the front of this, right? What are you? Blood bought, born again, praying, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, dancing, shouting, praising, worshiping women of God. Watch your family. Fight for your family. Know your battles. Know your equipment. Know what your equipment will do. And when it's time, get down on your knees. And when it's good in time, lay on down there and eat some carpet. Because sometimes that's what's called for us to lay prostrate before God. For us to get out on our knees, not go, not do, not say, not whatever, but But get down on your knees and pray and talk to God and say, Lord, I'm for real this time. All of this other stuff, all of this learned religion, all of this learned stuff that I have, Lord, I don't want that anymore. I want you, Lord. I want to know that my daddy recognizes this princess. I want to know that my daddy is hearing his princess's call, his princess's cry. Cry out to the Lord and let him know, Lord, you raised me right. You taught me right. Now, I am going to come out swinging because I'm fighting for this family. Devil, come on, let's stand up. Let's have some decrees. Anybody need something changed? Anybody need a situation changed? Anybody need God to move for you? All right, well, I don't know what you need, but I know what I need. So let's scream it out. It's a war cry. This is a war cry. This is a war cry. Lord, I need you right now. Lord, I need you to move. I need you to sweep through my house, Lord. I need you to touch my husband, Lord. Touch my children, Lord. Touch my mind, Lord. First of all, Lord, touch me so that I can help myself. So I'll be able to fight for my family. So I'll be the daughter that you're calling me to be. So I'll be the witness that you're calling me to be. Lord, I'm tired of that'll do. I'm tired of just walking through life. Lord, now I'm fighting. I'm fighting for my family. I'm fighting for me. I'm fighting for my church family. I'm fighting for my job. I'm fighting for everything that you've given to me. Lord, 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 I need you right now. I need you right now, Lord. I need you right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Lord, I need you right now. In your name, Jesus. 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 It is so. It is so. In Jesus' name. 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 It is so. In Jesus' name. Bless God. We've had prayer. We're going to have prayer. Everybody feel good with your decree? Everybody feel good with your decree? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Lord, I thank you for this people. I thank you for these women of God. I thank you, Lord, that we're standing firmly on your word. We're standing firmly on your promises. We're standing firmly because you gave us that privilege. We're standing firmly because we recognize that we have keys to the kingdom. We're standing firmly because we recognize that we do not have to say what the devil says about us. But we're standing firmly because we can say what you, our Abba Father, our daddy, says about us. We're standing firmly because we recognize that we are indeed the daughters of God. We thank you for it, Lord. And we will give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. It is so.